Oh, I'm very well, mate. After that show that we just had with the footy show, it's going to be pretty hard to beat for the motor racing.
Oh, I think you'll do fine. You got your guest in here already, which is exciting to see already. But we've got some plenty of news that's going to be talked about tonight. Yeah. To get my notes in order here. And, of course,
we've actually changed the format of the show this week.
You have. Steve Buchanan, of course, from the Queensland Motor Sports Officials Association. I love that. That's a big title, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah. Just commonly called QMSO. And we've also got one of our members up in the studio tonight, Jason Tanzer, who's good to come up late call this afternoon because everyone's dropping like flies with the flu.
Yeah, because we were going to have somebody else, Joe and Driske.
We've still got Joe and Driske. He's going to be on the phone.
Okay. I'm going to call him.
You're going to ring him very shortly.
All right. I'm totally confused, but that's okay. You take it away. Go for it.
You're basically just on your learners tonight, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got the P plates on, actually.
Well, while we're waiting for you to get Joe on, we'll have a quick chat to Jason. How did you first get involved in motorsport, Jason?
Evening, all. Just come up to, used to go out to the track and just watch some local races. And out of that, I got asked if I wanted to join up an officials club, and I was happy to. And some great races.
When you say the local, you're talking Lakeside?
Lakeside, QR, and some great races, great events go out there.
A little bit of news I heard today about Lakeside. There's a possibility that not the next race meeting, but the one after, we could be going back to Lakeside.
That's great news.
So that's fantastic news about that one.
Yeah, that's great news.
So what type of main roles do you enjoy doing at the motorsport? You've also done a few supercar events?
I've done a couple of supercar events last year at Gold Coast and Ipswich. Done Shannon's Nationals last year at Ipswich. And I've done different positions around Lakeside and a few different positions around a Queensland Raceway.
Yeah, you're the bit of the gopher for the club, aren't you? Wherever we're short, Jason fills in for us.
Yes, indeed. And also, I've got some good news. We got Joe Andriski, the HQ driver. He's on the line, and we can bring him online now.
We certainly can.
All right, so, Joe, how are you?
How you going, guys?
How you going, Joe?
Welcome to the program, and over to you.
All right. How you going, Joe? It's Steve, mate.
How are you, Steve?
I'm very good, mate. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming on tonight, mate. We thought we'd get some of the little bit of info back on the HQ, seeing you back racing this weekend at Queensland Raceway. Just give us a bit of a rundown on how you got involved in HQ racing.
Well, mate, it's probably about 5-6 years ago, mate. It's a funny story, mate. I was actually chasing a dash, a GDS dash for HQ. I was building a ute for my missus. And someone on Facebook said this guy, he's got some bits and pieces, and so I've contacted him, got around there, down at Logan Lee it was, and he just, I've got one here, got picked up for $200, it was a steal, it's friggin' awesome. and then I said, where do you get all the HQ parts? So I just threw the HQ Racing, I said, HQ Racing, do they still do that? And he said, they're racing this weekend at Morgan Park. So that Sunday, my nephew and myself, Scotty Andriski, we were up there watching it, and I think a week later I brought one off Bobby McGee. That's the one that Brandon
races now, yep, that's right.
Yeah, that's a pretty fast car, that one, so he races that one. That's Bobby McGee's old car.
It's probably one of the most favourite out of all the tracks, events going around the HQs. Out of all the races that you've done, what would be probably the most memorable race that you've ever raced at and the track that you've raced at?
Oh, mate, that's a no-brainer, mate. Bathurst.
Everyone always says Bathurst and Lakeside, don't they?
So Lakeside, for some reason, I keep coming away for a little bit of damage at Lakeside, but it happens. But Bathurst, mate, is just, mate, if you get to race it like anyone, mate, you have goosebumps for the first 3 or 4 laps.
Yeah, we've had Frenchie on. He's been on the show before, and we've had Brad on, and they've all basically said the same. The first couple of laps around Bathurst is just unbelievable, flat out.
It's a ball.
This weekend coming up, who do you see as your biggest threat on the track?
Brandon Madden and probably Scott and Schromberg. Mr. Schromberg's getting very, very fast, the old bugger.
Yeah, I see that he's even got his own flash shirts, don't you?
I think they're pink or something, aren't they?
I won't go there, but yeah, they are a reddish pink colour.
I think it's a long thing.
I believe you've got a reasonable size field this weekend at QR?
Yeah, there's 11 at the moment. I think there might be one more coming on. Might make it 12, which is good. It's always a good track to race at.
So. Yeah, well, I see most of your races on the weekend are all going to be on the national circuit as well, which is going to be some good racing.
Yeah, I like the national circuit. My car likes it. The old Clubman and sprint track and stuff, don't like that much.
Yeah, the sprint...
My car doesn't like it, and I don't like it.
Yeah, the sprint circuit doesn't really suit the HQs, I don't think. There's too much stop and start, and they look better in a big go. So what type of preparations do you have to do to the car before a race meeting, Joe?
Mate, before a race meeting, well, actually, both my boys up at work now, up at Harvey's Town. They got both their cars on the hoist, and I think Scotty's doing front bushes throughout his car. He's also got an oil gauge to fit. Brandon's just had his fuel tank out. He had a major fuel leak and that, so he's up there doing as we speak right now. They're doing all this, and Brandon fully rewired his car during the week. Fully rewired the whole thing. So hopefully. That holds together good for him.
No, that's really good.
And he done a heap of stuff to his car. So he's always something, mate. They're 40-45-year-old car, wherever they are.
So is it still a reasonably cheap form of motorsport in a HQ? Is it starting to get a bit more expensive trying to get parts?
No, well, the parts, like everyone says about the parts, you can't get them, you can't. Mate, there is parts. You go on eBay for starters or Gumtree or any of that sort of stuff. There is parts everywhere. I've got about 7 cars sitting down at our property down at Jimboomba. But utes and sedans and all that sort of stuff, and they just sit there. If I see a cheap car, I just buy it.
No, that's really good.
Good for parts. And
we'll certainly have to look at getting Scott on the show one time very shortly, mate. After he was Queensland number one last year.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, no, he done very, very well last year. Mate, the club champion, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
he kicked some butt all year and bit of crap happened at the end of the year, but other than that, it was really, really good.
Yeah, we'll have to get him on later on in the year for a chat. So have you guys got the cars going down to the Nationals later in the year?
Yeah, down to Tullamben. At this stage, I know in Queensland we've got at least 10 going down there.
Mate, that should be an unbelievable weekend down there, because none of you have ever raced there before, being a new circuit as well.
No, I can't wait. It's another one off the old bucket list, mate.
I certainly hope they're not going to do the big national circuit, because you guys will take all day to get around it.
Yeah, probably will, mate.
I believe there's something in excess of 20-something plus flag points around there, so I hope you're not doing the big one.
Oh, mate, I'd do anything down there, mate.
I'm actually going down for that weekend now, so it's going to certainly really looking forward to that one.
No, you're right. Well, we're going to Eastern Creek in about 4 weeks. So.
Yeah, I was actually watching HQ Extra the other night on Facebook, and they were talking about that. Can you give us a bit of a rundown on the format and what that type of racing is going to be like?
Well, it's only a one-day race. It's a 15-minute practice. We get straight first thing in the morning. Then we get a 15-minute qualifier, and then we have a 20-minute race. And then in the afternoon, about 4:30 in the afternoon, they're saying we're going to do a one-hour race. And, so far they've got, about 27 cars entered for that, and 8 of them from Queensland.
Yeah, that's not bad going. That's a full jam-packed weekend of racing, isn't it?
So we'll load them up on Wednesday afternoon, and Mark Strachan and myself will drive both the car carriers down there with all the cars on them.
So how do you rate some of the top Queensland guys to race against the top New South Wales guys?
The big boys down south, like your Baxters and Osbornes and all that sort of stuff, mate, they're good drivers. McLeod, there's a heap, mate. There's a list of these mongrels. They are quick. They are very, very quick.
Top
blokes too to get on with. We've got a few of them come up and race with us up here, and they're awesome.
I've heard some stories that some people have been spending up to $20,000-$25,000 on a HQ these days to make it race prep. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it'd be about right.
It's a lot of money.
There's some people out there, mate, they've got budgets. of up to like $100,000 for the year. No, bug it. Mate, I'd be doing another class if it was me.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. That's certainly a lot of money for racing.
No. Well, mate, we got three cars there now that we race that I actually own. And, that sucks up the money pretty quick too, don't you worry.
So when you have, say that you have three cars, you obviously don't have any particular team orders or anything. It's whoever's better on the day or who's got the quickest car on the day?
Yeah, it's basically whoever's quick. There's no team orders at all, mate. I think Scotty in the last race up there at Morgan Park, his car started to go slow for some reason. And, I just overtook him, went around him. And Brandon, well, his car's just going like a rocket at the moment, so I'm interested to see it against the big boys down south, see how it goes.
I'm certainly hoping they've got, when you go to Eastern Creek, it's going to be some form of live streaming or something so we can actually watch it.
Yeah, well, they've got, not the live streaming is down there, but they'll have that running, that's for sure.
And something like Blendline TV or something like that, hopefully we'll pick them up.
Yep, that's it, Blendline, mate. I think they said the other night they've done some sort of package to make that happen.
So watching the HQ Extra show the other night on Facebook, they were actually putting a poll out for if anyone was interested in a HQ National Series to race around Australia. Yeah. How keen would you be to do that, and how many cars do you reckon you'd put in?
Well, I know myself and two boys, mate, we'd definitely race in that. If they put a four state sort of thing or whatever. We had one a few years ago, Fujitsu Racing, I think it was. And Fujitsu or something like that it's called. And we went to all four races. One was up here and one was Bathurst, one was Wakefield, and I can't remember where the other one was, but it was good. It was really, really good.
So is there any actual tracks that you haven't raced on that you really would like to race on?
There is actually Simmons Plains, Basketball. I didn't get to go down there a couple of years ago in the HQ Nationals. So I was just starting my business off, towing, Harvey's Towing.
Yep.
And, just too busy. I was just way, way too busy with what we were doing. That's one place I definitely want to get to. Darwin, Hidden Valley, all that sort of stuff. I want to do that as well. That's the next 2 years' time, actually.
Yeah, I think, isn't the HQ Nationals up there next year, aren't they?
Certainly are. We've already penciled that one in.
Yeah, no, I'll certainly be going to that. I've gone to supercars up there a couple of times, mate, and it's just an awesome weekend. I think they're on the same weekend as the supercars, so it'll be really good.
They can't wait. So all the tracks, all the big V8 tracks and stuff, I want to do them all.
Then I believe after Hidden Valley, the HQ Nationals come back home to Queensland at Morgan Park.
Certainly will be.
Yeah, let's hope you get a massive big field out there because that's an awesome circuit for HQs to race on.
No, I think we will. No, so I mean, last time we were there, and I raced there last time, and we had 56 or something on the track in one hit, so which is pretty good.
Yeah, I missed the days when there used to be 55 at Bathurst, mate, when I was starter. They were awesome seeing that many. So at Morgan Park, it'd be really good.
Oh, it was, mate. It was awesome. It was actually... I didn't just race in it, mate. That many HQs, it's just unbelievable. People get out there and see that sort of thing. It's worth looking, mate, that's for sure.
So if there was any young and up-and-coming driver that was out there and wanted to race a HQ, what advice would you give them to try and get into the category? Because I'm pretty sure there's some cars that are sitting out there not being used at the moment. So what advice would you give them to start racing a HQ?
Well, I suppose it's the basic sort of thing. I think Frenchie touched on it a while back. And it was the young kids, even the older sort of blokes like myself, you want to get into a cheaper sort of racing, the bottom dollar sort of racing, HQs is definitely the one. You got, I think it's the XLs and a few others. This is a little bit dear, but the HQs, mate, what they are, if you can race a HQ around... whether it be Morgan Park, whether it be QR, Lakeside, if you can race one of them around there and get it flowing, you can race any of those other cars quite easy.
Yeah, because they're all a sealed component, aren't they? Like all your engines are sealed and then everyone's got to have the same motor, the same tyres. So it basically comes down to your setup and driver ability, doesn't it?
Basically, mate, yeah. It's like all those little one percenters sort of thing with the HQs, mate, because the horsepower and stuff on these things is so close. it comes down to like drivability. You know, that if you want to learn it and you can get the feel for it, you can go fast. You know, you can go fast on these old bills.
Well, I remember when you done the video last year, I remember Brad saying in the video, you said it's like a rubber band, you just keep winding it up, and once you get it flat out, you just keep on going. And I thought, well, that's pretty much spot on for HQ, isn't it?
Yeah, in slow and out fast, mate, that's basically how it works.
Yeah, now that's really good. So with, what'd you say, 11 to 12 cars this weekend?
Yep.
So it should be quite good, and you've got start off with you have practice on Friday? And
no, practice Saturday. We get a bit of practice in to tune our cars and whatnot. But then we get our qualifier first thing Saturday morning.
Yep, I see you guys are first up. Then we go into racing on the National.
Straight in the National, mate. Two races on Saturday and then two more races on Sunday. And we'll be done by about lunchtime. It'll be awesome.
So you'll have a nice early finish while the rest of us are still working out there till about 4 o'clock.
You got it. Usually with the HQs, mate, they put us last. Somewhere there will be about five.
Oh, I know. Actually, when I saw the program and saw that you guys were on first, I thought it's been a while since you're the first group out.
Yep, no, it's awesome. No, it's going to be good weekend racing, mate. Hope the rain stays away and it'll be really, really good.
So if it does rain, is there any particular person in the club, HQ club, you reckon is probably better in the rain than what it is in the dry?
Yeah, Ben Simpson.
You reckon Benny's better in the red?
He's a bit of a weapon, mate. Eh? Even in the dry, mate, he's good. But in the wet, mate, he loves the wet. He's good at it.
So I see there's some fancy looking HQs out there now. A lot of guys are spending a bit of money making them look good, like the XLs.
Yeah, well, it's trying to clean them up a bit. No, they've banged around a bit for a while, but the boys have been cleaning them up, and even in the off season, like my guys, they got to. I think we painted six HQs in our paint shop we got at work. So fully repainted them, fully re-sticked them, all that sort of stuff. So just trying to clean them up and just make them look presentable.
Because you do actually have a trophy, I believe, for best presented on each race weekend?
Yep, certainly do.
And that'd be bragging rights for the following race meeting, I'd believe.
Yeah, it is, mate. I think Mark Strachan, I think, got it last time.
Yeah,
at Morgan Park.
Pretty flash-looking red one, that one.
Yeah, that's the one, mate. That's Happy Days' old car.
Oh, okay. Because he stepped up into saloon cars, didn't he?
He's gone past the saloon cars now. I think he's up to production. He's got some really big flash Commodore in it. That thing flies.
Ah, so we'll have to have a chat to him on the show as well very shortly.
Yes, yeah, get a hold of him, mate. He's hooting at that bloody Commodore of his. It's a nice bit of gear.
Ah, that's really good.
Raymond Connell brought his saloon car.
So how many HQs do you think that would still be viable that are out there that actually are not seeing the track at present?
In Queensland?
Well, yeah, mainly Queensland.
Queensland, probably about a dozen at least.
And you reckon there's any particular reason why? It's just that guys have jumped in and gone to other categories, or they don't want to sell their cars in case they want to go back to racing in QE, or?
Exactly what you just said, mate. They jumped out of categories, not wanting to sell their cars. For what they are, mate, they're definitely worth keeping a hold of.
Oh, for sure.
A couple of years down the track, they might even be worth a dollar, you know? some guys are trying other avenues, getting into the Commodores and the big stuff and whatnot.
Is it something that you've ever looked at going to a different category, or you reckon you'll just stick with HQs?
Mate, I looked at it. I don't mind the idea, but I just love the old HQs, mate. We get to race all over Australia to do it, and we have a ball, and it doesn't cost us a fortune. It's cheap, but we're competitive. And we have a ball, mate. Like a lot of the guys that do race, they get on great.
Well, that's really good, mate. We've actually just run out a little bit of time. I'm getting the wind up here. So, mate, all I can do is wish you all the best for the weekend, and I'll see you out there bright and early Saturday morning.
I'll be there, mate, with bells on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joe, for your time, mate. Well, the next segment we're talking about is everything that's coming up. Busy weekend, Queensland this weekend, Jason. We've got QRDC2 at Queensland Raceway and Autumn Historics at Morgan Park. Morgan Park, 50 years of the Mustang with all the historics out there, should be good.
That'd be great meet to go out to.
Unfortunately, we can only do one meeting at a time, but it looks as though we're stuck at QR this weekend. We've got a national series coming out with the Formula Fords, mate, which would be good to see Formula Fords around there.
Yeah, I've seen that on their program, Formula Ford, Formula Vs, production cars.
We've got XLs, supercars.
Supercars, HQs.
So it's eight categories all up, so it's going to be an awesome weekend. The National Series, they haven't been to QR for a little while. I believe there's in excess of 20 Formula Fords, so it should be a really good draw.
Yeah, that'll be awesome to watch.
And unfortunately, as I said, we can't get to Morgan Park this weekend to do both, but I believe that's chock-a-block. There's about five to six categories out there of Group Ns.
Well, that's a big category.
Some breaking news I've heard this week as well with supercars. Well, it's not breaking. They're doing their night race. The actual practice is on at 8:30 tonight on TV, so that should be very interesting, especially when you've got the likes of Scotty McLaughlin, Coulthard, Mostert, Gizzy, and all the guys running around again with all the cuts that they've had with the wings and everything with the Mustangs. It'll be interesting to see how they go on at night and also on a new circuit that's been retired.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'd be good to watch another night race. The one last year was a good race.
Yeah, it was absolute crack. I saw a little bit of the categories this afternoon, so it was really good. Then this weekend also we have the Queensland Sprint Car titles on at Toowoomba with 19 sprint cars, so it's a busy weekend all round in racing. But what amazed me the most was the Indy 500 are starting to do their warm-up practice on the 14th of May with 36 entries at the moment.
Well, that's a massive entry list.
For IndyCars, you know, it's starting to get back to what it was, so it's really, really good. The best thing about it all is that this afternoon I was actually going through and I saw an article on Speed Cafe, and they're looking at building a $77 million resort-style motor park. It's going to be called Black Rock Motor Park just outside of Newcastle. And it's going to be real fancy, and they believe there could be a permanent circuit eventually be built there as well.
Well, that'd be a good spot down there in Newcastle as well, not far from the water.
You're close to the water, you're close to the circuit that they've got there for the last round of the supercars, and $77 million, that's a lot of money to spend on motorsport.
Yep, sure is.
I certainly wouldn't mind going down there and seeing it and having a weekend away down there.
That'd be a nice spot to go down there and see it once it's all finished.
So who's your tip for this weekend for supercars?
Tip this weekend, it'd have to be McLaughlin.
You'd think so, but you know, it's hard to say with the track being resurfaced, you know, and what's been clipped on the wings and everything on the Mustangs. It's going to be very exciting to see what happens.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They've had the GT cars out there today, the Utes, Super Utes are back, so it's pretty good.
Yep.
So what's your role for this weekend?
This weekend I'll be in pit lane at Queensland Raceway.
So you quite enjoy that role?
Yeah, I love that role, yeah.
So
get all the categories ready for each race, line them all up, and then when one race finishes, send the next lot out.
So do you prefer that role over most other roles at the track?
I'm happy to do any role at the track.
You just love your motorsport like the rest of us?
That's it, yep.
Yeah. So what do you think of the news that we possibly may get racing back shortly at Lakeside?
Oh, that'll be unbelievable. That's an awesome track.
I'm hoping to have a big chat to John Tetley this weekend and see if we can get him on the show next weekend to do a bit of a wrap-up on what we're likely to happen and what the story is.
There are some Lakeside sprints out of Lakeside Park this Sunday afternoon.
Well, there you go. We got motorsport everywhere.
Yep.
Right up to when you finish doing it locally, you can jump on the TV and watch it at night, the supercars, so 24/7 motorsport.
Yep, that's it.
So at the end of the day, you can't really go past the local scene of motorsport.
No, that's right.
But everyone does like to watch your supercars.
Yep.
Having said that, is there any category that's not supercars or local sport that you particularly like yourself?
I really like to watch sports sedans, pretty much any category really, because there's a lot of close racing in most of them. But I really like to watch the sports sedans and the open wheelers.
So you'll be in your glory this weekend of open wheelers if we're going to have Formula Fords and Formula Vs at QR.
That's right.
And sports at ends, we actually had a...
Plus Queensland Sports Car Championship as well.
Yeah, and we actually say you like your sports cars and things. We actually had John English the other week, and he was saying about the ones that he built and everything. So that car's still getting around as well.
Yep.
So it should be really good.
Yeah.
The biggest thing with the motorsport locally is the fact that there's that much of it on at the moment. It's really hard to get around to your circuits.
That's so, right, you know, yeah.
When we're saying before, like, we've got two big events this weekend. You've got night racing. Queensland Raceway is actually going to be having night racing coming up.
Yeah, I was reading about that, yeah.
They're putting permanent lights in, so they're going to be doing night races. They've got the Indian Apples 500, which is going to be straight 12 hours of racing.
Wow.
Really looking forward to that, starting at midday and race till midnight.
Yep.
At some, it's going to be pretty spectacular. It's a full-on endurance race, you know, racing up to midnight. I mean, there's not too many places that can say they actually start at midday and finish at midnight for a 12-hour race.
That's right, yeah.
And it's very, very cheap form of motorsport, good cheap racing. It's not like the, what's the other one we do at Lakeside?
Oh, the
Not a Grand Prix. It's a similar kind of concept, but this one is full-on racing where it's going to be the full safety bits and everything.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you right now, if people are interested in becoming part of what you guys do or get into motorsport, what's the website we should go to?
It's www.qmso.com.au, or we have a Facebook page, and we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can. It'll either be myself or our media liaison officer, Kayla. Someone will give you a call, and we'll spin you in the right direction and bring you trackside.
And, of course, we'll see you again next week here on Motor Talk on Sport 101.5 FM.